We are here together, Julia and myself, to talk about a restaurant in the town that she lives in, Mannheim in Germany. Hello, Julia. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm very excited, about your choice of restaurants. We talked about this before we started recording, and you described it in a really enthusiastic fashion. So, Julia, can you tell us the name of the restaurant? And for those going to Mannheim, where can we find it?
Of course. The name of the restaurant is Café Vienna. And it's located in the city center of Mannheim in the Quadrate. I'm not quite sure, but I think it's in U or T.
U-T.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to move one step to one side at the moment, because a lot of people will actually do not understand what this U or T quadrata is all about. So can you very quickly describe what the city center of Mannheim looks like?
The city center of Mannheim is built out of squares, and they don't have streets with street names, but they just took the alphabet and some numbers to locate the different squares and streets.
Okay, so if I ask somebody on the street in Mannheim, where is the Café Vienna, and he will say it's in T15, then I should be able to find it very easily, because the whole city center is divided into letters and numbers, and I have to keep walking until I find the letter T, and then I walk along this road called T and come to number 15, and then I will see it, or whatever the address is. That's the way it
Yes.
works, yeah?
Yeah, that's how
Okay.
it works.
Right. So we've arrived at the restaurant, Julia. Can you sort of tell us a little bit about the atmosphere, what it looks like, the vibe? Is it a Michelin star restaurant, Café Vienna? It sounds very noble, a typical cafe in Vienna. Or you tell us about the ambience and the atmosphere.
I actually don't know why it's called Cafe Vienna, because it has nothing to do with Vienna at all. It's a really casual restaurant, and the food is really not expensive. It's good food, and it's large portions, but it's not expensive, because it's mostly addressed to students, I think. So you can get, for example, Käsespätzle and things very cheaply.
Okay. Can you describe a little bit the decor of the place? Can you say what it looks like from the inside?
It looks like they don't have similar tables and chairs. Everything, it looks different, so every table is different to the other, and they have changing art on their walls. You can buy it. It's from local artists who share their art with the Café
Oh.
Vienna. So it changes every few weeks. And sometimes it's really beautiful art. Sometimes I don't like it. But it's always interesting to see.
Is it run by students, or who manages this place?
There was an owner until recently, and he only but the persons who are working there are always students or young people.
Okay.
So he only
So he employed students.
Yes, he employed students mostly. But he died recently, and I don't know who this place belongs to now.
Okay, so it's really casual, easygoing,
Yes.
no stress, nothing complicated. A romantic dinner for two or something, not the place to go, yeah.
No, I wouldn't maybe recommend it because the music always depends on who is at the bar at the moment. So if the student doing the bar is a heavy metal fan, it is possible that you will listen to heavy metal 2 hours straight. So it's yeah. You
Wow.
never know what to get.
Okay. Interesting. Right. So these students will not be professionally trained waiters and so on. So what's the service like? Will I actually get what I ordered, and will I have to wait 6 hours for me to get it, or what happens?
They're not trained, you're right. But I've never waited too long for my food, or they're not they're really friendly. I've not made any bad experiences. But if you expect to meet somebody who yeah,
Has
who's trained to serve your food and to talk to you, then it's maybe the wrong place.
Okay, so is it clean?
Yes.
That was a little hesitant.
It's a student like a place where lots of young people come together and they are open until night. So sometimes it's clean, so you don't have to be afraid to
Okay.
get sick. But it's yeah. Maybe
Okay.
it yeah. I wouldn't go there with my grandma because she would think it's kind of run down.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So grandmothers are not the target groups. Okay.
No.
Any grandmothers listening, don't worry. When was the last time you ate there or went there?
Oof, maybe 4 weeks ago?
So you didn't get any food poisoning. So can
No.
you remember what you ate and drank?
I think I ate a portion Schinkennudeln.
So pasta with ham. Okay.
Yes, and I drank beer, I think.
If it's all run by students, someone's got to cook this stuff. Is there actually a good choice of food on the menu, or is it really a small menu and you can have pasta with ham and pasta with ham and pasta with turkey and pasta with chicken, or can you have a good choice?
The menu isn't too big. There are some salads who are that are really delicious. I for example, I like the salad with tofu. It's really delicious. But they also have like noodles with mushroom or ham or things like that. They have, I think, schnitzel.
Okay.
And they always have some vegetarian things.
Yeah, I can imagine if it's targeting students that
Yes.
they probably have a good selection of vegetarian and vegan.
Yes, they have. If you're vegetarian, you still have a choice between different options,
Okay.
because sometimes you come in a restaurant as a vegetarian and there's only the salad or the
Okay.
feta you can take.
Right. Okay. Your pasta with ham, did you get enough to eat? Did it taste okay? Did it look okay? Or was it something that you would expect in a typical student canteen at the university? It's whacked onto a bowl, and put on a tray, and then you carry it to the table yourself.
No, so the food really isn't special food like Michelin, but it tastes good and Yeah, it's a really large. I almost never can eat my whole plate because it's a lot of food.
Okay. How much can you do you, how much would you expect to spend there? So you had did you have a coffee or a dessert or anything like that or?
No, I would expect if you have a normal dish and maybe two drinks, you can pay 15 euro or
Wow.
yeah. So it's really not ex it's really good for students to go there.
What about tipping? Because, I mean, these are students, so they probably will earn the minimum wage or something, but I think tips would be very important. But students can't afford to tip. So, what's the tipping policy there?
I don't know if there is a tipping point. I think everybody gives what he can and thinks is right to do. So
And I can, I suppose, I can, you say you drank beer, non-alcoholic drinks, so your standard drinks. What about wine? Do they have a wine list?
true. I've never ordered wine there. And I probably wouldn't try it. I'm to be honest, I don't know. I think they could have, but you shouldn't expect a wine menu or
A
really
wine.
selected wine.
Right. Have you ever had anything in that place that really made where you had something like a positive wow experience where you said, this is really good?
You mean the food or an experience?
Or both food and or experience.
I really like the food. I remember times when I was there, I don't know, really, really often with friends. But it's always the same food. It's nothing. It's no changing menu. So it's not that you go there and are surprised because they have something new and it tastes really good. So, but I had a lot of cool experiences though, because you easily get in contact with other people. They also have a lot of board games and things, and you can sit on couches in some part of the restaurant and you can play games and you can easily talk to other people, and you sometimes meet people and you have good conversations, and it's just a casual atmosphere. And one time I went there and there was something wrong with the electric. That was funny because parts of the restaurant went dark all at once. I mean, it's in the city center and there's some yeah, some old electric, I think. And it was really cool because everyone in the restaurant was really
They just.
it was a nice atmosphere because
Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. So they don't get fazed by it. They're sort of just like, okay, it happens, no worry.
Yes, and somebody, I mean, the music was wasn't playing anymore because of this thing, and somebody said, should I get my ghetto blaster? And somebody said, oh, I know something about electricity, can I help? And it was like, yeah, everybody was supportive, and when the light went back on, everybody was applauding, and it was back to business, so it was a great yeah, a nice experience.
Fantastic. Doesn't sound like Germany at all. You know, there's a cliche. Why do you keep going back to this place?
Because it feels I've been there so many times, and it's kind of, I don't know, I have so many good memories. And the funny thing is, when At the time of the COVID pandemic, they had problems because they couldn't sell their food. Of course, they you could after 1 or 2 weeks you could do takeaway. So, but they almost went
Bankrupt.
bankrupt, and so they started like a fundraising thing, and it was great to see the comments people wrote, because there were people, I don't know, they were 40, 50 years old and spent a lot of money and wrote, "Oh, I met my wife at this place. It's not possible that it will close. It's just it belongs to Mannheim, like yeah, I don't know, the Wasserturm." And it was great because there was they got the money to survive, and it was nice to read the comments because you only read comments like yeah, we went there every Wednesday after our, I don't know, class, and it was
But
just nice.
that is such an endorsement for that kind of place that it's almost like a second home for people, and that they care enough about it that they are willing to jump in, even if there were government subsidies at the time to just keep businesses afloat, that the public of Mannheim recognized the value of this place and jumped in to help the team running it. I think that's such a great endorsement. That in itself is a recommendation to go there, at least in my opinion. Yeah. And there's nothing comparable, is there, in Mannheim? I mean, Mannheim is full of restaurants and cafes, but it seems to be a unique place. Or do you know of any other places that come anywhere near it?
No, I mean, Mannheim has a lot of really nice cafes, of course, but it's different. As you said, Vienna just it feels like a home. So no, I don't think there's any comparable cafe or
Okay.
restaurant.
Now you said there were some 40 or 50 year old people who donated some cash in during the COVID period, but it is a place not to everybody's taste. You know, it's young, it's hip, it's uncomplicated, the food is good, it's inexpensive. Who would not, apart from your grandmother, who would not feel comfortable in this place? I'm like a 63-year-old weirdo like me. I'm really attracted to it. I would like to go there, but do you think I would like it?
I know that you really like good food and good wine and things. I don't know if you do you think you would enjoy eating? It's not nothing special, so but if, apart from that, I think you would like it. And I think I mean, what I wanted to say is that my grandmother wouldn't like it there because it's sometimes it's loud and there are many people, and it's as I said, tables and chairs, they don't fit. And but I think the people there would enjoy my grandmother being there. So
Okay.
you
So,
can I think everyone can go there if he or she wants to.
you just have to know what to expect. So
Yes.
the atmosphere is fantastic. The people are great. The food is, well, it fills, you know, it fills the gap. If you're hungry and you want a plate of decent food, nothing special, then that's a great place to go. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it's on my to-do list. Julia, thank you so much for sharing this experience.
Of course.
It's certainly different. And we'll see if anyone else wants to join me to go to the Café Vienna in Mannheim. And if they have a website, then we'll post it there as well. Julia, many, many thanks.